This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judge shot down an argument from Wells Fargo last week that banks can discriminate against applicants in certain cases based on their immigration status. Class action lawsuit brought by the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund concerns six DACA recipients who were denied student loans and credit cards from Wells Fargo because of their undocumented status. In 34 states, spending on government construction projects was lower last year than in 2007, adjusting for inflation. Trend has continued this year. Public construction spending in June was 9.5% lower than during the same month last year. State insurance commissioners are now debating what a plan B might be if the administration cuts off the $8 to $10 billion annually in subsidies to insurance companies to pay for lower income coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Kansas City, Missouri will vote today on whether to increase its minimum wage to $10 an hour, up from the current $7.70 per hour. New state law, though, will prohibit any city in Missouri from enforcing a higher minimum wage than the state has, so the measure will be purely symbolic, at least for now. Only two of the cases the EEOC filed in court last year involved the Federal Age Discrimination Act, according to a list assembled by AARP, the nonprofit Older Citizens Group. They were among a total of only 86 workplace discrimination cases litigated in court last year, AARP found. The average temperature in the U.S. has risen rapidly and drastically since 1980, and recent decades have been the warmest of the past 1,500 years, according to a sweeping federal climate change report that is mandated by congressional action and written by scientists from 13 federal agencies and is now awaiting approval for release by the Trump administration. In Texas, a barrage of corporate advertising and activism is threatening to sink legislation restricting transgender bathroom use that has been a flashpoint in the state's culture wars because of its potential harm to the business climate. Wells Fargo is again under new scrutiny over its failure to refund car insurance money taken against a consumer's loan amount if they repaid the loan early as required in all 50 states. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents news about people's news and actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.